Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's Van Halen bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. I want to talk about something that if you've been a small business owner for any time at all, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the metaphorical business reptile. The ubiquitous alligator. They seem to pop up everywhere, right? Continuously eating away at business performance and impeding our work-life balance. The alligators, right? You've called somebody up, but hey, how's it going? Oh man, I'm up to my elbows in alligators, right? That's what you hear. And you nod your head knowingly because you know what they're talking about. But sometimes we just say that, and it's just a figure of speech, and we don't, you know, it's like saying yes, I'm working hard when maybe you're not, or business is great when maybe it's not, whatever. But these business alligators are real, my friends. But so the issue at hand has to be dealt with. But there are two things that are involved in dealing with that. One is the fundamental way of dealing with it, and the other is the human way, the spiritual way that you have to deal with it, yourself. So my friend and best-selling author, Mark Allen, a long time ago, introduced me to a way to minimize the impact of alligators. He said whenever he had a difficult challenge, he said he would have a word with himself, and it sounded like this. I will deal with this problem in an easy and relaxed manner in a healthy and positive way. I will deal with this banking situation in an easy and relaxed manner in a healthy and positive way. I will deal with my negative cash flow. I will deal with this unhappy customer. I will deal with this disappointing employee. I will deal with this vendor who won't deliver the goods that he's promised me in an easy and relaxed manner. In a healthy and positive way. Clear your mind of all the other issues. Folks, this works. I've done this. Please listen to me. Clear your mind of other issues except the alligator at hand. Whatever it might be. Negative, as I said, negative cash flow. You lost a customer. I don't care. Clear your mind of all other issues except the alligator at hand. Close your eyes. Do it right now unless you're driving. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, I mean deep, and repeat after Mark with emphasis on the key words, easy, relaxed, healthy, and positive. Say it slowly. I found that when I said these things out loud, when I used that this little affirmation, when I did it out loud, that it improved my focus. I think hearing the words, literally hearing the words out loud, makes it sink in better. It's also a great way to start the day. And it fits right into a prayer. So you start your day. I'm going to deal with all the things that happen to me in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. I'm saying it slowly on purpose. As a CEO of your business, it's your job to deal with business alligators because they don't go away on their own, and you know that. If your enterprise is going to survive, let alone flourish, you have to deal with each alligator that pops up. And to paraphrase Rudyard Kipling, your business's sustainability and organizational effectiveness depends on the ability to keep your head when all around you alligators are trying to take it off. To keep your head and at least stay even with the alligators, you have to do three things. The first two we've talked about in the past. In other visits, we've talked about this. You have to show up. You know what Woody Allen said, 80% of success is showing up. You have to show up every day, and you have to practice operating fundamentals. How many times have we done both of those? Have we talked about showing up, and we've talked about operating fundamentals a million times, right, as we've been together for the last 17 and a half years. Those first two things you have to do. You got to show up every day. You can't call in. You can't take off. You got to show up because the alligators will show up every day, and you practice operating fundamentals. The third thing is something even the most capable and professional managers can benefit from, and that's positive self-talk. For example, before you go best 2 falls out of 3 with the next alligator, remember easy, relaxed, healthy, positive. Positive self-talk is important for your spirit. You know, that force that drives your protoplasm around, the stuff that we're made of. You probably take good care of your body, healthy diet, exercise, all that. But here's the question. Are you feeding your spirit? Easy, relaxed, healthy, positive. Business alligators love a malnourished spirit. It's their favorite food and they're voracious eaters. But a well-nourished spirit reduces the size of alligators, which contributes to success. And a strong spirit is a confident spirit. And alligators hate the taste of confidence. The more you do this, the better you get at it, the more you can talk to yourself in a positive way, the more confident you will become. And alligators hate the taste of confidence. Confidence comes with experience, which you get by showing up every day, practicing the fundamentals, using positive self-talk to remind yourself that you have the right to feel confident, that whatever is about to happen to you, it's your business, it's your problem. If you convert it into an opportunity, it will be your opportunity, and you've done something like this before. You've dealt with an alligator, if not this very same one, something like it before. You have the right to feel confident. It takes more than positive self-talk to slay an alligator, but it will minimize an alligator's impact. So, repeat after Mark. Easy, relaxed, healthy, positive. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Put on your red dress, baby. Y'all, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.